The Florida Supreme Court ruled tonight that Reform Party candidate Ralph Nader will be on the ballot in this fall's presidential election. In 2000, Nader got 97,000 votes in Florida, a state that George W. Bush won by 537 highly disputed votes. Democrats called Nader a spoiler, contending his votes would otherwise have gone to Al Gore. This year, Democrats argued that Ralph Nader didn't deserve to be on the ballot. They contended that the Reform Party is not a legitimate national political party, and that the party conference call to nominate Nader did not qualify as a nominating convention. Bill Cotterell, political editor for the Tallahassee Democrat, explains today's court ruling.
The Supreme Court says the law is vague and that it does not define what it means by terms like national party or national convention. The Chief Justice, Barbara Pariente, at one point during oral arguments said we don't have to spell out how many hats and balloons they need, but we have to at least, we can't bar the Reform Party for conducting a national convention on short notice or conference call. One of the justices, Kenneth Bell, even said in this internet age, perhaps it'd be possible to go into chat rooms and have thousands and thousands of people communicating, exchanging ideas. They don't anymore have to go to Madison Square Garden or the Fleet Center, I guess. And the court said that absent a strict legal definition of what is a national party, what is a national convention, that if the Reform Party is satisfied and the Secretary of State is satisfied, that the ministerial function of the state is to just print the ballots and distribute them.
Now, the court was up against a pretty tight deadline here. I understand that overseas absentee ballots would have to go out by tomorrow, so this needed to be settled really quick.
Yes, about 25,000 Floridians overseas, including members of the military, under a consent decree from the early 80s, the state is supposed to mail those ballots 45 days before the election. And even with a very little wiggle room, if they had waited one day, there's a possibility that some people wouldn't have time to study the ballots, learn who these candidates are, maybe read up on them, and get it back in the mail in time to be received and counted. And in a close election, as we saw in 2000, when President Bush won by 537 votes, it's quite possible that that could be decisive in a state with 27 electoral votes.
Now, Ralph Nader, apart from his own attorneys, also had the Republican Party behind him in this fight. They said he should be on the ballot.
Yes, they kind of twitted the Democrats quite a bit about 4 years ago you were saying count every vote, and it was so important, and now it's not so important to count every vote or to at least offer the voters a choice of a sixth minor party candidate. There are the president and John Kerry and six minor parties.
Bill, is this the end of it, or does this court fight go up to a different level?
I would assume that this is the end of it. The Democrats did not object at the trial court level when they won. Judge Kevin Davey, the circuit judge here in Tallahassee, had said that the Supreme Court would be the final arbiter because there was no federal issue. Mr. Nader had said that if he thought it was a voting rights matter. However, the Democrats didn't contradict Judge Davey or object when they were winning to the idea that this is a ballot access is purely a state issue. Of course, after the 2000 election, when we thought ballot counting was a state issue, in a Florida election, nothing can be purely a state issue. The Supreme Court could take it if they wanted it. But in this case, truthfully, it appears to be this is the last stop.
So it looks like Ralph Nader will be on that ballot in Florida.
At this point, yes.
Bill Cotterell, thanks very much.
Yes, ma'am. Thanks for calling.
Bill Cotterell is political editor for the Tallahassee Democrat, talking about today's ruling by the Florida Supreme Court that Ralph Nader will be on the ballot in November.